With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The White House says the first round of nuclear talks with Iran, very positive and constructive. White House correspondent Greg Clugston is traveling with the president and has this report from West Palm Beach, Florida.
During talks this weekend, U.S. Mideast envoy Steve Witkoff and Iran's foreign minister briefly spoke face-to-face, the first time the two nations have done that since the Obama administration. The White House described the discussions as very positive and constructive and said the sides agreed to meet again next Saturday. President Trump has threatened military action against Iran if a nuclear deal is not reached. Greg Clugston, traveling with the president in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Also at SRNnews.com, correspondent Donna Warder reports on good news for Americans purchasing electronics not made in America.
The Trump administration says it's excluding electronics, such as laptops and smartphones, from reciprocal tariffs. Friday's announcement could keep prices down for popular electronics that are made outside the U.S. and would also benefit tech companies like Samsung and Apple. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection says also included in the exemption are machines used to make semiconductors and flat panel monitors. U.S. importers have been bracing for the impact of President Donald Trump's staggering 145% levy on Chinese imports, which include everything from children's toys to coloring books to baby carriages. Donna Warder, Washington.
Extreme conditions in parts of China early in the weekend. High winds and sandstorms blasting areas of Beijing. That forced officials to cancel hundreds of flights and closing most public parks, as well as a number of games, contests, and concerts that were to be held outdoors. This is SRN News. Well, sex change operations will no longer be financed by taxpayers in Kentucky.
The new law was passed by the state's majority Republican legislature, which had to override a veto by Democratic Governor Andy Beshear to make it stick. Beshear is considered a rising star in the Democratic Party and a potential presidential candidate. But he continues to go all in on the LGBT agenda with a special fondness for transgenderism. Political experts say those positions helped bring about the Democratic defeat in last year's elections. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal judge denying a motion to stop the National Endowment for the Arts from barring funds to artists whose projects promote gender ideology, saying the agency is no longer doing that. Four arts groups sued the NEA last month, seeking a preliminary injunction over what they claimed were, quote, violations of the First Amendment. This is SRN News. President Trump undergoing his annual physical.
Before the physical, the 78-year-old president posted on social media that he's never felt better. If history is any indication, the finished report on his health is unlikely to include much information, although White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt is promising transparency.
You in this room know from covering him, it's hard to keep up with him. He is a machine working around the clock every single day. And the physician, after today's physical, will provide an update on the report in the effort of transparency.
Presidents have privacy rights protecting their medical records just like ordinary citizens, and that means that they have leeway over what details are released. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Measles cases have now topped 700, and two children and one adult have died. New Mexico, Indiana, Kansas, Ohio, Oklahoma, and Texas have active outbreaks. More details at srnnews.com.